Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Sometimes it's next hour's news today. We broke here, thanks to Ollie Alexander. Sir Rhodes has been arrested, indicted for January 6th. And from what I've seen on the videos, he didn't attack the building. He didn't tell people to attack it. I think he's innocent. Though I had questions for him because he had a lot of feds around him, like Ray Epps in the past. But notice Ray Epps still hasn't been indicted, ladies and gentlemen. Leader of the Oath Keepers and 10 other individuals indicted in federal court for seditious conspiracy and other offenses related to the U.S. Capitol breach. Now, notice today, our whole show is about the branding of the American people as terrorists ahead of the elections in 299 days. That's the whole show. And I told you, I'm under domestic terrorism investigation with the Pentagon, not just the FBI and the Army. Isn't that cute? They know damn well what I do. They know I literally am Mr. Goody Two-Shoes. Don't even speed my car. They've got everything surveilled because they know who I'm talking to on the phone. That's really why they're upset, is because I have a lot of connections, and my connections get stronger by the day as everything I warned of comes true. You guys are making me powerful. I don't want to be this powerful. I want you to go away and stop it. And you can still run the U.S. and be all rich and powerful. But no, you got to run everybody's lives, don't you? You're the mafia. You're the control freaks. You're the thugs. So we're going to go to break because some stations join us, and we have the lawyer working with Ollie Alexander, who was on the phone. We just got on with us, and I really appreciate him coming on. He was on the phone with Stuart Rhodes, I guess was there when it happened. We're going to be talking about that coming up in the next segment. But I've done 2 hours and 2 minutes of radio, and I'm not plugged once today. And I got to tell you, I was almost going to talk about this because I'm not very Machiavellian, and there's a lot of reasons not to tell you what's going on. But do you know why I knew about the anti-terrorism investigation? The FBI has been visiting our vendors and companies we work with to get a shutdown. They've been messing with it. They've been subpoenaing and they've been doing it all. And telling them it's a terrorism investigation and telling them not to talk to me. Yeah. Down to software we use. So I'm being literally gang raped by the FBI. And I would just... I know you love the Chi-Coms, the New World Order, and you're so tough and everything. Look, just, you're insane. You're bad. You're not good. I mean, at least the ones doing this. I don't blame all the FBI agents, and that's not some ass-kissing thing. I know some good FBI agents in my life. Really, some of the best people I knew were FBI agents. When I was a little kid, I knew some that came over to the house. You know, Ted Gunnarsson was a great guy. I want to believe you're not the worst people on earth with your, you know, short hair and clean cut and a bunch of jerks that serve evil, but you're really doing a bad job keeping up your appearances. And so that's it. And you know, here's the deal. I know the whole New World Order plan. It's designed to discredit the government. And it doesn't mean I love that government or I accept everything it does or I think it's totally legitimate, but it's my government. And see, I'm sophisticated enough to know this whole process is to discredit the government and collapse civilization. And aren't you people smart enough? Oh, I get it, though. You were groomed and picked because you follow orders and you'll do the work. You're like a mule that hauls iron ore out of a mine. You work hard, you do your job, you follow orders. Well, then, just fine. Go from us in peace and forget we were ever your countrymen. And crouch down and kiss the hand that feeds you. as one of our founders said. But as for us, we're not going the direction he's gone. We're still good people.
Three very important life-saving words: vitamins, minerals, amino acids. And you find them all in Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals from really good, high-quality, absorbable sources, and a bunch of key compounds, amino acids, known to help get the nutrients into your tissues, into your cells. And despite the fact that the product is going to sell out in the next week or so, we are going to keep it on sale at 50% off for another 7 days. So again, I am cutting this announcement on the afternoon of January 6, 2022. We're going to run this for a week, and then we are going to be selling out of this product. Hopefully more comes in the next month or so, because it's a bestseller and it's something everybody needs for their immune system and their body. Get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now and support the InfoWar 360 win at InfoWarsStore.com.
Jonathan Mosley is a lawyer who broke the news, now being reported by the New York Times and CNN, that the founder and leader of the Oath Keepers was arrested, along with 10 others that have been indicted, and we have the indictment right here in our hands. So, Jonathan, thank you for giving us this exclusive today, and please tell us exactly what was happening and what unfolded.
Hi, Sean Mosley. I hope you can hear me, and I wish we had time to do a proper video, but this is breaking here. And I was actually on the phone with Stuart Rhodes about something else related, everybody's calling me, so I hope it doesn't screw up my phone connection with you.
No, you're doing a great job, brother. Tell us what happened.
All right. So actually, Stuart Rhodes was slated to appear before the Select Committee today, which, because of COVID, making it remotely. And yesterday we got a postponement to a specific date in 3 weeks, which to my surprise means the selective committee didn't know, about this. In all of this, I don't know who to trust. I don't assume anything.
Sir. Just give us all the data. Tell us everything.
All right. So this morning, about 12:20, I was on the phone with Stuart Rhodes talking about his appearance before the select committee, and he got a phone call from the FBI saying they were outside and he needed to come out and be arrested. And Stuart Rhodes connected us in by conference call, and I was able to confirm and talk to the FBI special agent and the things that he was being arrested. We tried to de-escalate, make sure, give him some time to get dressed and worry about everybody else in the house. They did not tell us at that time what he was being arrested for. And I was just trying to make sure everything remained peaceful and calm, and nothing get misunderstood. So I was on the phone for about 10 minutes while they were arresting him, trying to herd everybody out of the house that was there, which means that I assume that they are searching the house, probably still doing it now, going through all of his documents and records and seeing what might be there. And I'm also very concerned he gets a good Texas lawyer, so his bail hearing is not done poorly, because the way the D.C. court is handling this, if the initial bail hearing is not done perfectly, they don't get out. They don't get another chance. So right now I'm worried about him going into the courthouse right now this afternoon.
How is it done correctly in case they grab me today? My spider sense has been off the charts. What's the proper way to handle it, Counselor?
Well, the problem is that, you know, public defenders are not necessarily bad, but they don't know all the facts. They don't have all the evidence. So it has to be done, you know, you have to have an attorney who really knows what evidence to produce. A lot of times the evidence is not put into the bail hearing because the lawyer, at first doesn't know everything, doesn't know what you did, what you didn't do. And then you try to come back later and provide additional information to the court, and the D.C. court is saying, you could have done that the first time, so we're not going to listen to it. So everything that you know, every document you have, every bit of evidence that you're not a threat, what really happened, like your wonderful video of what you did at the Capitol trying to defuse it, that has to go in the first time. Because if it doesn't go in the first bail hearing, they're not going to listen to it, which is wrong, but that's the way they're treating it. So everybody's just being, all these people who are in bail, in detention, can't get out of bail, largely because their first bail hearing was done superficially, you know, slapdash, and not with full information. So at least with
I'm impressed you care about Stewart and getting him out quickly, but tell us why you were talking to Stewart, what was going on, what else you know, please.
Well, of course, nobody knows, you know, who's going on with what, why Ray Epps hasn't been indicted. Everyone's saying that Stuart Rhodes, you know, why hasn't he been indicted? I've been looking at the press release, and I do think this is more to respond to the questions about why he hasn't been indicted. So they went ahead and indicted him. I don't see anything new here. I'm very familiar. I represent Kelly.
Yeah, I think this is all about Ray Epps being one of the top stories in the country for the last week. Because, again, I don't see Stewart Rhodes running around saying attack the Capitol. I see Ray Epps saying it. So this only raises more questions.
Right. Absolutely. And I think this is sort of, you know, I think this is bread and circuses to distract from those difficult questions.
Let me just say this. I mean, this is in the news now, but we've been contacted. We know I'm under terrorism investigation, literally under the Patriot Act. And I've learned members of Congress are. I mean, I think that's why Senator McConnell is so upset, saying don't declare Congress your enemy. I mean, this is, and then you've got the Attorney General saying this is just like the Civil War where Lincoln arrested members of Congress. I mean, this is crazy.
I completely agree. It is very scary. And the committee, like the selective committee, as I call it, is pure politics. They're not interested in what they're supposed to be looking at. And they're criminalizing political disagreements to a degree that I've never, ever seen.
Well, Jonathan Mosley, please start over because I interrupt a lot. You're on the phone with Stewart today, I guess, about a matter for your client. I'm not sure. Tell us if you can tell us why. You're on the phone and you're there when he gets raided.
Yep. I was talking about whether he's going to object to the select committee, whether he's going to plead the fifth, whether he's going to try to narrow it. And in the middle of that, he gets a phone call and says, wait, I have to take this call. And then he passed me in, and the FBI special agent was outside his door. I'm sure not alone, but I talked to the special agent and they said, you need to come out and be arrested with your hands up. And we talked a bit about he needs to get dressed and things like that. And please, I told them, please don't handcuff and abuse the other people in the house. They're not, you know, they're not being arrested. So please just let them clear the area because they've abused other people like that in the past. And so he got arrested. And we'll find out. Well, then the news release from the Justice Department came out almost simultaneously with that. So it's all very political, I think.
Well, it's absolutely political, and I'm going to ask the question again. Why isn't Ray Epps arrested?
There's no good reason for it. There's even if he was just being a dumb, you know, a flash the way Stewart Rhodes wondered, he's still on tape telling people to go into the Capitol. So there's no if there's no one else who would be the leader of the seditious conspiracy, but him. There is no good. I cannot imagine any innocent explanation for him not being. And it was, I don't want to wish anybody to get arrested, but, you know, please understand me. But in terms of the government's behavior, it just stinks to high heaven.
Owen Schroyer was arrested for being with us and trying to stop the riot and the incursion of the Capitol. The breach of the Capitol, not an insurrection, but it was a riot and a breach. It was wrong. And it got provocateur, obviously, but some people went along with it, so let's be honest. He literally is facing years in prison, and they say in the federal filing, Owen's lying. He doesn't work for InfoWars. That security wasn't with him. He was just tagging along. Why would feds tell lies like that in a federal filing? It's just, it's mind-blowing.
Well, the indictments are full of lies. And I want you, if I have just, like, you know, 90 seconds.
Yeah, tell people.
The government has known since May and March that in their FBI interviews, which they finally released, that every part of this is a lie. They not only do they know from the Oath Keepers interviews, various Oath Keepers interviews with the FBI, that none of this is true, but they have known it since March to May of last year. Everything that they just indicted these people for, I have proof that everything in that news release is not just a lie, but the government knows that it's a lie. They've known it for most of a year.
Exactly.
And they keep going. I mean, I've got the documents. It's not my opinion. I've got the documents.
Oh, no. They say in federal documents, when Owen tried to dismiss his case, that he broke in the Capitol, never went in the physical Capitol, that he doesn't work for me, that he's perjuring himself, and that the security wasn't with him. It's all on video that security works for him. He was with us. I mean, it's like saying the sky isn't blue.
Yep. No, everything, people should understand. And, you know, people, you talk to some of the people and you say, well, they weren't the violent one. Then you talk to another group. Well, they're not the either. I mean, basically nobody is guilty except a few numbskulls who beat up on.
That's right. You got a million people in D.C. You got hundreds of thousands show up. The police are understaffed. A few operatives help break through. Some knucklehead idiots, hooligans, help break through. It's terrible what happened. But we as Americans didn't do this because this crowd got out of control.
Yeah. And almost nobody is guilty of what they try to say the whole crowd is guilty of.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Pushing back a little, he understands he's coming in next segment because all this is breaking. We've got Jay Dyer does an incredible job hosting the fourth hour. I'm going to take a little bit of his time to finish up all the other news because it's massive. The leader of the Netherlands got confronted for being an agent of Klaus Schwab, denied it. Then they produced the fact that he wrote the foreword for Klaus Schwab's book. I mean, they just lie, ladies and gentlemen. It's what they do. So, that's all coming up at the start of the next hour. But notice we're tomorrow's news today or next hour's news today. We're in the zeitgeist. Full show headline. Democratic Party overthrowing the Republic, branding and listing all opposition as terrorists. You don't have to have old Alejandro Jones tell you that anymore, do you? You can go see them doing it. They are a lost party. They work for foreign interests. They sold the nation out. They're trying to establish a Venezuela or Cuba or North Korea-style deal because it's all they got. They want to hold on to power. They've gotten away with it. So why not do it? And they're not even thinking about how this will destroy the U.S.'s standing worldwide or how it'll just annihilate the nation. But that's why it's a group above them launching all this to discredit the country. I don't want to be enemies with the Justice Department. And I'm not kissing their ass. I'm serious. I don't want to be enemies with the FBI. I don't want to be enemies with the military. No, I understand they're made up of people just like us. But the leadership is marching all of us into a conflict that will destroy our futures. And I don't think anybody can deny that Biden and the Great Reset and the COVID BS and all of this is bad. I mean, my God, Joe Rogan was a mainline liberal. And the system got so bad, he woke up. Same thing with Tucker Carlson. Join Joe Rogan. Join Alex Jones. Join Tucker Carlson. Join everybody else that just wants to have a good future for our children and stop all this. We don't need conquest anymore. We don't need one party running stuff. I don't want to run your life. We got plenty of resources. We can do anything. And that's why they're scared. Because they know the end of their hegemony is coming down. We need people running things that don't want to run things. All right, going back to John Mosley, the lawyer who was on the phone with Stuart Rhodes, founder of the Oath Keepers. He and 10 others indicted. Tell us what they're indicted for. I know it just came out, and where you think this is all going, and any other key points, John. We really appreciate you.
Yeah, they have been indicted with seditious conspiracy. And remember everybody saying, you know, well, if there was a sedition, why hasn't any been indicted? And then lo and behold, they say, okay.
John, I got to stop you, and I'll give you the next segment with this lawyer coming in to join you. Oh, my God, it just hit me. Am I wrong to say this is finally the first sedition or conspiracy charge? So Garland promised last week there'd be sedition charges. Here it is.
Right. And everybody's been, you know, they've been protesting that, saying there was no insurrection except on November 3rd. And there is no coup except what's happening in the Select Committee. And so they say, okay, fine, we'll cover up that public relations, not legal problem, but that public relations problem by indicting them for a seditious conspiracy. And what I read from what's coming out as I, you know, trying to scan as I was on hold, they have no additional facts. They brought in two more defendants, Stuart Rhodes, the head of the and founder of the Oath Keepers, one of them, but there's nothing new except they're just changing the name to seditious conspiracy, and everything that they're naming as facts, they already know is untrue. And I have the facts to prove, you know, I have the documents to prove it. So there's nothing really new here except the public relations, in my opinion.
Wow. So I started the broadcast 3 hours ago, 2.5 hours ago, saying they're going to launch their war on terror on the American people. It's imminent. They're going to move into sedition, conspiracy, and terror, and now it's here.
Sadly, so. And too many people have heard you and others warn and say, you know, oh, that could never happen. And it's happening. And to put this in context about this, you know, the seditious conspiracy, I think everyone should see your video from the Capitol trying to de-escalate things. I think that is the most amazing video of you trying to get things calmed down. And by the way, you know that I think you, your security staff got them to make a phone call, the U.S. Capitol Police, back to headquarters.
We did.
We have gotten other phone calls in discovery. We haven't gotten that one. The prosecution has not released that phone call where you're standing.
Yeah, John, I should point out you're representing some of the folks, right? You're exposing this.
Yep. Well, I guess.
Spend a few minutes telling people what you're doing, and I should have said this up front. Thanks for being a better journalist than me. Explaining what your position is and why you're in the middle of this.
Well, I represent Oath Keeper Kelly Meggs, and who came up from Florida, and. I'm actually helping with a lot of the group of defendants. The defendants' attorneys are actually talking to each other quite effectively and getting better. And so I'm getting the discovery, the stuff that they're not releasing publicly. They're giving some of it to us, but we can't share it unless we fight for it. And we're getting ready for trial on April 19th, a four-week trial, and it's just a gigantic amount of work. So then I wanted Stuart Rhodes to testify. And he was willing to, yeah, the guys are innocent. I've told the FBI, you know, that none of this is true. And then he asked me to help him with the select committee. And that's why I was on the phone with him. Yeah, I am in the middle of it. And because of that, I've seen most of the documents in the discovery. And I know that the U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Columbia knows that they're lying. And one of the lead prosecutors, I'm kind of hoping he's going to wake up one day and say, I'm the guy putting people on boxcars and say, and look in the mirror and say, I'm not going to do this anymore. That's my hope.
Wow. John Moseley, M-O-S-E-L-E-Y, johnmoseley.com. We got a few minutes to break, but please come back with Norm Pattis, who's another lawyer like yourself. I want to get his ideas and take on this. But I came here to folks to tell you some of the stuff, and I just can't. Some of it, nobody's telling me not to tell you this, but I know what the media is going to do, whatever they know, but they literally have counterterrorism teams following me around, okay? They literally, they've done, it's ridiculous, but I'm not that important. I'm not stupid. They are just training the military and everybody. It's in the news right here. U.S. Army to conduct guerrilla warfare exercise, training troops in overthrowing illegitimate government. And then they're trained to, quote, take on the patriots. I mean, this is insane. I know I'm not a terrorist. I know I don't want violence. And they literally have the FBI branding me as this. This shows us how much trouble our country's in, John.
Well, and Alex, you have the video to prove it. And when you say, well, that doesn't apply to me, everybody's in the same boat in the sense of, like, none of these allegations are true. You say, well, I know that's not true of me. But you go talk to the other people, and you find out it's not true of them either. The whole thing is this just gigantic big lie. It's the Reichstag fire, really.
Well, they knew crowd control. They knew if a million people show up and you don't have crowd, they had 80 cops total in the Capitol, usually 300. And then they just, and then a few provocateurs started a fight. The cops fought back. People got pissed and fought them like idiots. And then people broke through and the rest, and now they want to put us in prison for this?
Mm-hmm. And you'll note that the fights were with the Metropolitan Police Department.
John, you're an expert on this. You're representing a lot of the folks. We got Norm Pattis as well. We'll talk about it all on the other side. Stay with us. Don't hang up, John. I am recording this announcement on the afternoon of January 6, 2022. And that means there are only 7 days left of us being able to offer our best-selling product, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, at 50% off. It has all the vitamins, all the minerals, incredible amino acids. It is a game changer for your immune system and every other function in your body, and it's a must-have. That's why, despite the fact that it's selling out at current sales rates,
We're going to keep it on sale for another 7 days. So we're running this until next Thursday. And your purchase supports the broadcast. I want to thank you all for shopping with InfoWars. Without you, we would not have been on air, and the world would be a much worse position right now than it's in. Thanks to you supporting InfoWars, we have now become the number one beacon of truth, exposing the Great Reset and the New World Order. So support your immune system and support free speech and the fight for liberty at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
John Mosley, lawyer, who last talked to Stuart Rose as he was SWAT teamed by the FBI, is with us now. He represents quite a few of the people on January 6th. So does Norm Pattis, my lawyer. And he was already coming on this hour to talk about martial law, the police state, how much should we tell you? Because the FBI sure is hell ain't hiding it when they march around like, we want to talk to you about the terrorist activities, Alex Jones. You think about terrorism, you know about, you know, and like, people are like, oh God, you're in trouble. We better run away from that. It's meant to mark all protest as terrorist. And protesting is not terroristic. It's Americanistic. As you said this morning, we talked about 7 a.m., Norm. And it is so frustrating. This is like the McCarthy stuff on steroids or PCP. I mean, this is just, The whole world's freaking out, by the way, right now about this thing. Like, what the hell's going on in America? White people don't get medical care, and they're all terrorists, and anybody that protests is a terrorist? I mean, Norm, what do you make of this?
I'm surprised you didn't play the Doors, This Is the End. It feels that way to me. It's a new McCarthyism. You know, the seditious conspiracy charge shocks me. I pulled the statute when I heard about it. I had a few minutes. And, you know, lawyers think in terms of elements. What in the hell can the government be thinking?
So they've always been calling it an insurrection and a sedition. Finally a charge.
Well, here is what they appear to be thinking. Two or more people agreed to hinder or delay the execution of a law of the United States. That is every protester who appears at a public meeting.
Yeah, you don't want Congress to sign a resolution to attack Iraq. You're trying to hinder a law.
So lawyers, constitutional lawyers like Mr. Mosley, like myself, we're aware of what a doctrine called the overbreadth doctrine. When a doctrine impinges speech, chills speech, and is so broad in its impact that it gives a prosecutor to pick and choose who to prosecute, people of ordinary sensibilities do not know what is or isn't prohibited. What's more, with respect to First Amendment rights, fundamental rights to freedom of association, fundamental rights to petition for redress of grievances, these prosecutions are obscene. And I'm sure that each of these lawyers will file a motion to dismiss. I'm less confident that the courts will do the right thing. It may be that we'll have to wait for appellate court decisions. But I think this is a clear and present danger to the United States of America. I watched last night for the first time Merrick Garland's speech about January 5th or 6th. I thought he was unhinged. I thought he'd been given a raw deal when he wasn't set for the United States Supreme Court and thought they at least ought to have voted up or down on him. But when I watched him quaking in his loafers in rage, I thought there's something wrong with the man and there's something wrong with the country.
We also said five police died.
Here's what he said. Here's what he said about the law. What he said about the law is whether if you contributed knowingly or unknowingly to events that led to violence, you are a co-conspirator. That's simply wrong. You are not a co-conspirator in a crime unless you engage self-consciously, deliberately, for unlawful purpose with another and agree with another.
So isn't that only in the Patriot Act, which I agree is unconstitutional, the giving material support to terrorists, which we always do abusing against citizens, isn't that the only way you can say you unknowingly contributed?
It appears to be, and that statute is currently written, I checked it this morning, applies to foreign terroristic organizations as registered with the state.
Yeah, they got to be registered.
But here's what scared me last night, Alex. Last June, as you pointed out to me last night when you woke me up with a phone call, and I don't mean I was asleep literally, but I wasn't paying attention. I mean, Garland stood up and said, you know, we're going to create a domestic terrorism unit, and if you're protesting too much about the government, you're a terrorist. Well, count me in among the terrorists, American. You know where I live, because I am protesting what you've done here. What you have said by your actions today is that petitioning for redress of grievance, doing what we did to George, with respect to King George at the time of the founding, makes me and every American who does anything other than bend and spread a criminal. If that's the case, then we're all criminals. But my response to Garland is, no, sir, you are the criminal. And here is why. It is not a crime to protest. It is not, even if somebody else pays for me to go to the protest, unless I join
What was the exact quote this morning? I butchered it. You said protesting is not terrorism, it's Americanism or something.
Yeah, well, I can't remember either. I'd just gotten up. But, I mean, protesting is the American way. We were not born to bend and spread.
We want to affect laws. We want to challenge stuff.
Our government was designed to be inefficient. This is why the response...
Well, you'll be with us in the next hour. You're making a lot of great points. Let's go back to John here, the lawyer who helped break all this news was there, Jonathan Mosley. Thank you so much, John. Other points you'd like to add here? And John may not have been able to hold with us. He may be gone.
Well, you know, John sounded like he was a fantastic lawyer. It sounded like Rhodes is in good hands with him.
And yeah, call him back, guys.
And that he is aware of elements to the defense. But I think this is the great lie on the American people. I mean, for Kamala Harris to stand up in front of the nation and say January 6th was like, September 11th was like Pearl Harbor. No, it wasn't. January 6th was like 1776. It was like Lexington. It was like Concord. Stolen election or not, when the people wake up and think enough to appear at a public place and demand answers, Congress ought not to react by investigating the people. They ought to look in their own hen house and say, what are we doing wrong that so many people are pissed off?
And let me just add this point. Kamala Harris raise $2 million in one day for people that burn down federal buildings. And, I mean, and again, I mean, I don't want to burn down federal buildings. Those are my buildings. She literally raised $2 million material support for hundreds of people arrested in Seattle and Portland burning down buildings and brags about it when she was a candidate for president.
Under Merrick Garland's speech of
well, seriously, that is terrorism.
Yeah, no.
If I'm financing people burning buildings down, that's terror. I didn't do that. Why am I under investigation? And why is she the vice president?
Because you're on the wrong side of the aisle. Those who have power want to keep it, and apparently they'll keep it at any cost.
But if I had power, I wouldn't want to burn down housing projects and burn down federal buildings and attack federal police with hatchets.
The hypocrisy of this is that people are picking sides. And what they're saying is if we like the violence, if we like the cause for which you are engaged in violence, you're peacefully protesting.
Exactly. Let's go to Jonathan.
If you're peacefully protesting, you're violent.
That's right. Jonathan Mosley, you're back with us. I want to do a little bit more with you. Other key points about representing January 6th folks or anything you'd like to add, sir? We really appreciate you joining us.
Well, what he suggested, you know, is the difficult thing is that all of those things have been tried, and the judges in this case are acting very unusually and are denying motions that I think in any other case, or bill of particulars to dismiss, would be routine. The judges in this case will listen very carefully and attentively and then rule against us. So everything that a normal litigator would think, well, this is, you know, this is ridiculous. The judges are protecting these indictments. And I find that very worrisome. So they're going to a great extreme.
John, what do you think's behind that? Just because it is a fraud? Because I read, like Norm, when you filed that deal, and hold over, sir. Don't hang up if you got the time. I want to talk about this with you. Like they said, Owen doesn't work here. Owen wasn't with us. Owen wasn't with our security. He perjured himself. He works here. That was his security. These are bald-faced lies that go against the very video. I mean, why would the feds lie like that, John?
Why? I think they can't go against the political leaders. They can't go against the crowd. And I think that the days when we could trust the FBI or the U.S. attorneys are long gone because, you know, they're populated by people from our decaying society. But these things are prosecutorial misconduct. Think back to Senator Ted Stevens when someone somehow replaced Judge Emmett Sullivan because 12 years ago, he was furious at the government for lying, about Ted Stevens and the whole thing got thrown out. Now, fast forward 10 years and, you know, nobody wants to hear it. I mean, these things should be dismissed for so many reasons. We have tried. We're going to be filing a new motion to dismiss. But lying to the grand jury, you know, not a difference of opinion or, you know, they didn't tell them everything. I mean, flat out lying to the grand jury should get the cases dismissed. But it's not happening with these cases.
Jonathan Mosley, I know that. Norm Pettis, a couple of questions. We can hold five more minutes. I got just a few more questions for you on the other side, okay?
All right.
Thank you. And he was there when Stuart Rhodes got arrested just 2 hours ago. It's exclusive at Infowars.com, the details of it. And again, I told people, I said, I don't think Stuart's a Fed. I think he's being set up. I think we're seeing right now that that's happened. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
McCarthyism 2.0, the purge of the American people, the declaration of the main threat being the population of CONUS. You were making a huge point. We'll go right back to our guest, Warren Pattis, constitutional lawyer, also representing a lot of January 6 folks, including Owen Schroyer, facing years in prison for being outside the Capitol peacefully trying to stop the event. Norm, how big a deal is it in law? Because we were saying, will they do conspiracy? Will they do terrorism? No, they've done sedition. Tell us what this means.
Well, you know, I mean, basically, it's an attempt to criminalize ordinary behavior, and it waters down the conspiracy requirement to almost meaningless dimensions. If in fact agreeing to go to a protest and agreeing to stand outside to try to delay Congress from doing something or a federal agency from doing something or trying to hinder them from doing something, that expression of protest is now considered under this precedent seditious conspiracy.
So this is the ultimate chilling effect. U.S. government declares protesting terrorism.
It's consistent with what Garland said last week, and he must have had this in mind and know it was coming. That was the foreshadowing. We're not done yet, and we mean to strike out. And those who engaged in acts of violence in his language, whether knowingly or not, supported by others, are going to be guilty of
federal. So just because they were there and others broke in, they're guilty. Wow, that's... That's dangerous.
And they face up to 20 years in prison. I mean, realistically, no one will pull that kind of time. But it's a serious felony with catastrophic consequences, and it will have a chilling effect.
Well, if they killed a cop or burned down a building, they'd get bailed out by Kamala Harris.
Well, that's probably true. Or if you burn down Kenosha, I mean, I guess you get a monument named after you. But if you go to Congress and
say, the car did that, not the guy.
Well, yeah, okay, blame the car. I mean, you know, in medieval law, we used to have in rem proceedings against the instrumentality of a crime. You beat somebody with a stick, the person got punished, but so did the stick. So we're going back to a new medievalism.
All right, let's go back to the lawyer that was there when Stewart got grabbed today. John, thank you so much for your time. You've got a lot to say. What else do you want to impart to this audience of millions?
Well, I think, like I said, people need to remember the prosecution against Ted Stevens, how a whistleblower came forward and said that the FBI and the DOJ were withholding information and altering documents. And the DOJ has learned nothing from this. They need to have a long talk with Mike Nifong, a prosecutor who lost his bar license because of the Duke lacrosse player thing. This is, I'm looking at the thing. What people need to know is there are no new facts that I can see. This is just a public relations spin. And for the reasons said, there's a good example. I don't see how they can. Well, everything about this is being treated differently than any normal case. And this is what is baffling a lot of people. It's like none of this stuff would be allowed in a normal case. It would be dismissed. It would just be thrown out of court. And yet nobody wants to do that. Some of the statutes are being used in ways that have never been used before. And there are lots of reasons why that's considered like ex post facto, but the courts here are not going along with that. And I think just everybody is terrified to go up against the narrative.
Well, I agree. I mean, this is a corporate, not even leftist, it's not liberal, it's just the Democratic Party, a corporate, judicial, legislative conspiracy against freedom. Norm, is that an accurate statement or what do you call it?
Yeah, I don't know if it's all of that. All I know is it scares the hell out of me when my government can make it up as it goes along, and if they don't like the content of my speech, they can throw me in prison.
But, I mean, it's the courts with part of the legislative system and part of the executive system just attacking people.
Well, I mean, and I take Jonathan's point well. I mean, Ned, he's on the ground in D.C. there in a way that I'm not. I get in there, in and out of there intermittently. If you're seeing courts behave in ways they haven't before. When you take vague language to prevent, hinder, or delay the execution of any law of the United States, and you now say a protester who waved, hollered, screamed.
That means if you protested against prohibition, Or against suffrage, you would be bad. I mean, this is outrageous.
It's outrageous and it's terrifying, and it's going to have an effect. And the timing.
Is it fair to say this is an attempt to outlaw protest?
It's an attempt to chill protest. I don't think they can out and out outlaw. I don't think they can out and out ban it. But I think a person about ready to hop in their car and go to D.C. will now think twice for fear that they stand next to the wrong person at the wrong time and get on crosshair side on the crosshair.
Yeah, this
side
is very un-American. In closing, John, what do you think happens to Stuart Rhodes now, facing 20 years in prison for walking around outside the Capitol?
I think if he doesn't get a very good lawyer like this afternoon, he's going to remain in custody for a long time, and if I'm worried about a D.C. jury, if he gets a fair jury, he's going to be out. He's going to be found not guilty and have a fat, malicious prosecution lawsuit.
John, what are the likelihood? I mean, is there any way to get these up on an interlocutory appeal and get a judge to look at these, an appellate court judge to look at it?
We're working on that. We believe it has to be done after trial, but everybody's working on that. We're talking to each other. And we need to try to get the motion.
I mean, harm is presumed in a 1983 case involving a First Amendment violation, and it ought to be presumed here if it's an improvident prosecution. And there should be a sort of like enhanced Frank versus Delaware sort of way to attack this. And it's worth the try. God bless you. I wish you all the luck in the world.
Well, we've been trying to pry out documents to build a case for a whole bunch of different motions, including motion to get dismissed because of the grand jury. But they have been making it very difficult for us to get documents. We're spending months just trying to get you know, well, basically they're hiding a needle in a haystack.
Well, yeah, they're beginning.
And they'd never be permitted to do that in a civil case.
Well, they're building this constellation of FEMA camps and arrest and solitary confinement and disappearing and how to block lawyers and how to block judges. They're just building the beginning of their martial law takeover.
Yep. And I wouldn't have believed, you know, the problem is everybody believes that too late. Like, oh, that's over the top. Unfortunately, sadly, it's not. So,
well, they're betting the farm on saying anybody that's a Republican or a populist is a terrorist. I mean, Mitch McConnell came out and quoted Biden saying that. So, I mean, we're here, folks.
Well, I mean, I you know, the narrative now is the following. If you complain about something and you happen to be white, you're a white nationalist, or you're a white supremacist. I'm neither. I happen to be a white misanthrope. I don't trust anybody, much less the government.
Sure, they're trying to change the subject of a multinational criminal takeover into black and white. Most people see through it, and that's what's so scary is this globalist takeover is not going well, but they keep doubling down. John, thank you so much. Please join us again tomorrow with any updates, and I'm glad to learn about you. You're at johnmosley.com, M-O-S-E-L-E-Y.com. John, thank you so much, and God bless you.
Thank you, Leroy. Thank you.
I mean, this is Twilight Zone, Norm. We are sitting here watching the death of our due process.
Well, we are and we aren't. There is a bit of good news, and I don't know if you want to talk about it now, but the Supreme Court just put on ice part of Biden's COVID mandate within the last 15 minutes.
Yeah, that just broke. Let's cover that next segment. In fact, guys, get all the news on it. Supreme Court blocks Biden COVID vaccine mandate for businesses, allows healthcare workers rule. That's coming next segment. There's a Drudge Report. Supreme Court blocks vaccine mandate. So, yes, there's some good news. We got 2 minutes to break, Norm. What do you make of all this?
Meaning? I mean, look, I
just this moment we're in, we're like literally, you know, the behind the scene baseball.
People either wake up now or they never wake up. I talked to somebody who a former federal prosecutor. What are you hearing? He said, nobody is paying attention. I said, well, did you watch InfoWars? He said, yes. I said, keep watching. He said, keep it up. You've got to tell the story. The press is not reporting this. And so I think people who are listening to your show have to wake up and start talking about it and start talking about it to one another and start talking about it to their elected officials. I mean, go to Washington, D.C. and wave a flag. Am I a criminal? Am I a criminal? Excuse me, Congressman, can I talk to you? Does this make me a criminal? I mean, we were born out of revolt, and our government is designed.
Our very bedrock's being assaulted.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. At a time when we're ordered to stay in the house and to wear masks and to avoid public places and to work from home. You know, look at what happened in the summer of 2020. We were all locked up in our houses.
Well, that's their cover for the martial law.
While the city's burned. You know? And you know,
yeah, you're locked in your house while the communists burn everything.
It's crazy.
And here's the thing. I don't want a war with the military or the FBI. I don't want to fight you. But you're working for globalists that are robbing us. I mean, you guys are starting this. That's all I'm saying.
Well, you may not want a war, but you're being given one.
That's a good quote. You may not want a war, but you're being given one. No, I agree. And I don't think of my enemies as valuable enough for me to give my life up to fight them.
Are we criminals for saying that? You know,
just leave us alone, you damn people, man.
John Locke talked about the appeal to heaven, and he said, you know, if your government becomes oppressive, you can appeal to heaven, but be damn sure you won. You know, and that's the problem with fighting the FBI. You showed that video here yesterday of those guys training in what looked like an industrial parking lot against domestic resistance. Are they going to come breaking your door down because we're in here mouthing off about that? It's an open question.
I bet.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.